Mitch Aitken, I should say, is riding at Benalla today. So they got the one steer there, but in a couple of weeks' time, he'll be heading over to the UK to ride as Fur, and he joins us here on Racing Pulse to have a chat about it. Morning, Mitch. How are you?
Good morning. Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. Gee, it's getting close now. What are we, two and a bit weeks away from her making her European debut? How are you feeling about it all?
Yeah, very excited and counting down the days to speak.
When do you actually head off yourself?
I'll fly out next Wednesday afternoon and obviously get there the next day.
Yep. Where do you fly into?
So we fly from Melbourne to Hong Kong.
Yep.
And then from Hong Kong straight to the UK.
Yeah. Have you been, in terms of how you prepare for your first experience riding over in the UK, what do you need to do to get yourself right?
Obviously keep it fit. Race riding as much as I can up until I do leave, which I think my last meeting will probably be on Sunday. Just doing my normal routine and keep myself fit and healthy.
Do you do anything different in terms of like watching replays of racing over there? Do you speak to people who have obviously ridden over there before? In terms of preparing specifically for riding in Europe, is there anything different that you do?
Yeah, I've spoken to a fair few people actually, different people about what the track's like over there, and especially Haydock. They reckon it's a flat surface. Mainly, but it probably goes up a little bit the last sort of furlong. So once I get over there, I'll be able to go for a good walk of the track and obviously watch some replays before I do get there as well, just to get my mind in the game.
Yep. Do you head over with Henry on the same flight at the same time?
Yeah, definitely. I'll probably get lost if I didn't.
Yeah. Who's more excited, you or him?
It's about as excited as each other to get out of here, so yeah, it's
going to
be very good.
Yeah, it's awesome. So she'll have her first start at Haydock in a couple of weeks' time. That's on May 25, and then we get to see her through the Royal Ascot Carnival as well. So looking forward to that. Do you have to pinch yourself to sort of, I guess, get yourself to believe what's about to come for you in your career over the next couple of months?
Yeah, I've been very fortunate and lucky with the owners. They've been very loyal in Ackerham and also Henry as well. So, yeah, I'm very grateful towards them both, and also the horse as well. She's been awesome to it for me.
Did you have a little tumble a couple of weeks ago at Ballarat? Track work, was that right?
Yeah, just one got the better of me one morning, and but we bounced back up and we're back going.
Yeah, nothing's going to keep you out at this stage, is it?
No.
That's it.
Most certainly not.
Hey, one ride today, Benalla. Looking forward to that. You've had your other ride scratched. So race 4, number 7, XPT. Looks a really good winning chance there for Gerald Egan. What are your thoughts today with your one ride at Benalla?
Yeah, definitely. She was very unlucky last time. She just took a bit to get going in her stride at that Caulfield Heath track. And once she knuckled down, she really hit the line good, and she just ran out of room late, so a bit unlucky. But the start before, I thought she had actually got there. But look, she's drawn a wide alley. It's over a mile. You get a long run into the corner. So I'll be able to just jump out and hopefully be a little bit positive on her and see where she's happy to be.
All right, well, she's a short price favourite today, race 4, number 7, XPT. Mitch, we appreciate your time this morning. Looking forward to seeing what you can do over there in Europe in a couple of weeks' time. And safe travels. Hopefully you can get a winner on the board this afternoon. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Here's Mitch Aitken joining us there. What a great opportunity for a young man who gets to ride as Fura on the world stage when he heads over there in a couple of weeks' time. Well, next Wednesday he leaves, and she runs, on May 25th with her European debut there at Haydock.